I take for my text today the epistle lesson. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become as a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And now abideth faith, hope, and charity, these three, but the greatest of them is charity. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Nothing is more valuable and commendable, and yet not one duty is less practiced than that of charity. We often have concern and pity for the misery and distress of our fellow creatures, but yet we often fail to relieve them according to our abilities. Unless we assist them in what they may stand in need of, for the body as well for the soul, all our wishes are no more than words. For when we hear of the terrible circumstances in which our fellow creatures are involved, be they friends or enemies, it is our duty as Christians to assist them to the utmost of our power. St. Paul has been showing in the preceding verses that spiritual gifts were divers, that God had given of one blessings to one person and to another. And although there was a diversity of blessings, God did not bestow them all on one person, but gave to one a blessing which he denied to another. He gave a gift to others which made that individual just as important. But though there are these diverse spiritual gifts, they are all given for God's wise end, and to that end they are thus diversely bestowed. We are not to hide those gifts which God gave us, but they are to be used for the glory of God and for the good of our immortal souls. After St. Paul had particularly illustrated this, he comes to show that all gifts, however great they may be of themselves, are of no value unless we have charity. But before I go any further, we need to understand what the Apostle means by charity. That is love. If there is true love, there will be charity. There will be an endeavor to assist, to help, and relieve, according to that ability with which God has blessed us. The core of the gospel is love. Jesus Christ was the incarnation of that love, and his commandment to his disciples was that they should love one another. Paul, writing as he does, is simply reiterating his master's teaching. After all, Jesus came not to lay down rules and regulations for human behavior, but to be a pioneer for a new way of life. Love is the contribution that everyone can make. Even the humblest and meekest, in Paul's view, can take his place and play his part. It is always a temptation to think that in the face of superior endowment of others, or the pressing problems of our times, that one's own contribution can make small difference. I would like to tell you a story of a friend of mine. About 15 years ago, I was spending Christmas at our condominium in Florida. It was early in the morning of Christmas Eve, and it was cold, below freezing. It was 8 a.m. and there was a knock on my door, and there was my neighbor, Roger Clark. He had been watching the local TV station and learned of the plight of the migrant farm workers in Immokalee in central Florida. They were in unheated homes and with no warm clothes, and he wanted to do something about it and asked if I would assist. We first went to the local Walmart, and he negotiated with the management there for 100% matching contribution of any goods he bought there. So we had a fun time taking all their blankets, propane heaters, and other warm items. At the same time, he called the Sheriff's Department of Immokalee and asked them to help identify a charitable organization in town that was in a position to distribute these goods to their people. They identified one, and they, the police, agreed to send a truck to pick up and transport our goods, and by noon they were being distributed. My friend Roger Clark has since passed on to his reward. But here you have a demonstration of love. The future belongs to love. The future belongs to love because it speaks a language that everyone can understand and that everyone can speak if he or she will. It enriches them who gives as well as, those who receive it. But even more, the future belongs to it because love is the ultimate reality. God is love. Love is the guarantee that hate, fear, falsehood, enmity, and bitterness are doomed. The resurrection of Jesus Christ signifies that love is not only the ultimate reality, but to it the victory belongs. This has been unto God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen.